USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Justice Department announced Thursday three men, including a mafia hitman, have been charged in the 2018 killing of Boston crime boss James Whitey Bulger in a West Virginia prison. The charges come nearly 4 years after Bulger's killing, which raises questions about why the known snitch was placed in the general population of the prison instead of a more protective housing environment. The convicts were charged with conspiracy to commit first-degree murder. A Mayville, New York judge refused to grant bail Thursday to the man accused of trying to kill Salman Rushdie as the Satanic Verses author prepared to give a talk in western New York. 24-year-old Haiti Martar will remain behind bars for now. No breakthroughs after Thursday's meeting between Ukraine President Zelensky, UN Secretary General Guterres, and Turkish President Erdogan in Lviv, Ukraine. USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Rudy Giuliani tells Newsmax Thursday night that the August 8th raid on Mar-a-Lago was just the latest in a long string of politicized government actions because President Trump is now too strong for them to beat at the ballot box.
What I have to tell you is that I think that this is all so obviously part of a continuous, I hate to call it conspiracy, but that's what it is, that started back in 2016 when they decided they were going to take him out by any means. And Hillary came up with at least $1 million, Soros probably threw in some money, and they created the Russian hoax. And when that didn't work, they did the Ukrainian bribery story. And then they concealed the hard drive that would disprove that story and also show that the Bidens are 30-year criminals. And then finished off with the insurrection that never happened.
USA Radio News.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
The Constitution of the United States is a brilliant writ. It's designed to keep people in power from abusing their power. Former New York City Commissioner Brian Anderson on Newsmax Thursday is calling out the fishing expedition and witch hunt by federal authorities, starting off with former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani being dragged into a Georgia courtroom this week.
Well, can you say fishing expedition? Can you say witch hunt? Those are the words we hear quite a bit, and it seems to be just that. You know, even with the Trump person, you know, corporate perks, geez, that's unheard of in the business world, isn't it? So it just seems they're looking to pick around the edges to find something, anything, on Donald Trump. It's very odd timing, isn't it? We didn't see this level of activity when it came to Hillary Clinton's emails or things of that nature. So you've got a man that's going to be running for the highest office in the land. It's about get Donald Trump. Just like the January 6th hearings is a misnomer, it's really about November 5th, 2024.
Instagram and Facebook continue to suppress freedom of speech in America. Right, wrong, or indifferent, the social media platform shut down Children's Health Defense this week after the anti-vaccine group led by Robert Kennedy Jr. is claimed to have repeatedly violated rules prohibiting misinformation about COVID-19. And after the CDC's admission Thursday of misleading the American public during the pandemic, how can the fact checkers know they have the correct information? Lance Pry, USA Radio News.